Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. One, two, one, two. Lace rhymes, what it do? What? One, two, one, two. Lace rhymes, what it do? What up? It's your boy Skeeter Steve, and welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Yeah, man. Our boy Jay is out of town, and our boy Queasy the guy, you know, has some other business to attend to, man. But that will be back with us like in another week or so, because you know, next following week it's Thanksgiving, so we're gonna take a little break. You know, a little week, a little break though, but got a bonus episode popping for y'all. So stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? So, man, what a great week. What a great week, man. My Niners, we're back on the board. Beat that ass. Jaguars, 34-3. Man, came back guns blazing and smoking, and I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Man, though, so we got a lot on the agenda for us today, man. So, I mean, a lot has went on. You know, Andre 3000 announcing that he's dropping an album. Drake and J. Cole doing a collab tour. But personally, you know, already know how I feel about that. And the Dreamville Festival has been announced, though. But let's get all into that, man. Like, yeah, let's go. First and foremost, like, you already know, honorable mention, we always got to start with things that are great for the culture and things that people that did what they do. So this week, honorable mention is none other than the OG, Eazy-E. And I just felt like this was a long time coming. This should have been done possibly early 2000s and even mid 2000s, if you ask me. But Eazy-E is getting a Compton Street named after him, which is dope, which is super dope. So the city of Compton will rename the Otto Plaza Drive to Eazy Street on November 22nd in a special event from noon to 3 p.m. that will be open to the public. Lil Eazy-E, his son, and NWA's DJ Yella will perform, as well as DJ Joe Cooley. You know, and also too, Eazy-E has unreleased music that's going to be dropping. And I guess some of the music will feature collaborations with the legendary rock and roll group Guns N' Roses. But you know what, though? To hear our father, Eazy Eric Wright, being honored during the 50th anniversary of hip-hop is a testament to his impact and the legacy in the genre. Lil Eazy said his contributions to hip-hop, music, and entertainment business and culture will continue to be recognized and celebrated, and we are truly grateful. I'm here for it. But let's just be honest about Eazy-E and his legacy, man. Eazy always been a visionary. Where you're looking at how he put NWA together, just seeing the brilliance behind of the different people in the groups, from Cube rapping, Ren rapping, even though DOC wasn't a part of NWA, but he played a very, very huge part in writing the lyrics too as well. DJ Yella, Dr. Dre being behind the board. So all of this would never existed if it wasn't for Eazy. Eazy was a visionary. He put all these pieces and people together on the board, even though they knew each other from run-ins through the neighborhood. But he saw something special in all of them, man. Something that was very special. And then went very, very far, man. Just look at Ice Cube now. Movies. Big Three. Music. Dre. Headphones, more music, gave us 50 Cent, Eminem, and even played a small little part of the development of one of the GOATs of right now of this generation, Kendrick Lamar. You know, played many, many parts. DJ Yella, touring, doing gigs, you know what I'm saying? And Ren doing this thing too as well, man. So, I mean, it's just dope to see that Eazy-E is finally getting recognized for the contributions that he did. And don't get me wrong, we know Schoolie D was the first gangster rapper, but back then it was called reality rap, and then here come Ice-T. But when NWA came across, they changed the whole game. Literally changed the whole game, how we looked at rap. And people kind of looked at it as a negative connotation. But to me, honestly, it was just the realities of what was going on in neighborhoods, you know, in bad neighborhoods, especially in California, because at that time, you got to think, wasn't no social media. So we wouldn't know what was going on in California. We just all knew in the 80s and early 90s what was going on in New York, though. But once they came and put it out on the scene, we got a glimpse of what was going on in Compton and just Los Angeles in general, and just place pretty much all the places that was right next door, Las Vegas, Seattle, Arizona, like what was going on in these urban neighborhoods, man, though. But NWA, you appreciate it, and definitely Eazy-E, you're appreciated. When I go back to California, I'm definitely going to visit the plaza and take a picture of Eazy Street. All right. Let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. We had a lot going on. And the bombshell that was dropped early on, Andre 3000 releasing an album. But Andre 3000 says it's not a rap album. And this is what he had to say. He loved to rap, but again, it's just not happening for him. You know, going through the track list of the album, you know, having songs named, I really wanted to make a rap album, but this is literally the way the wind blew me this time. And Three Stacks elaborated why rap isn't happening for him right now in the conversation. Three Stacks went along and said, I don't want to troll people. I don't want people to think that on this Andre 3000 album that's coming, and you'll play it like, oh man, no verses. So actually on the packaging, you'll see even says no bars, he explained. It's just letting you know what is off the top. But also, I love rap music because it was part of my youth. So I would love to be out here with everybody rapping because it's almost like fun and being on the playground. Now, Andre, I get it. You're saying that, okay, this is where the wind blew you. But let's just be honest, bro. You're really holding yourself back. You're holding yourself back from what can evolve and what can become. Because at that time, I get it. You said, as you get older, the youthness and rap is not cool when you're not a youth anymore, though. But times has changed, bro. And I don't know if you've been outside lately. Look at Wu-Tang. Look at Nas. Look at Method Man. Look at 50 Cent. Look at all these veteran rappers that was in your class or a little bit after you, touring, selling out these tours and being appreciated by the over the crowd. Like what I said in a previous episode, it's like rock and roll now. Like, we have the older rappers doing these venues and they're getting appreciated as time progresses and as when we get older. So, bro, like, I feel like maybe you haven't lost a touch. Maybe you might be scared. I don't know. But this, okay, you're going to get a lot of backlash. You know what I'm saying? It might sound like some jazzy, fluty stuff. I get it, though. But for the common hip-hop heads, they're not going to feel it. Let's just be honest. They're really not going to rock with it. But now music lovers are definitely going to rock with it. And they're going to take it and run with it. And they're going to enjoy it. You're going to have some that's going to enjoy it and some that don't. But Andre 3000, bro, like, you really are a dope lyricist. I wouldn't put you over Big Boy because I think Big Boy is a better rapper, in my opinion. But yeah, man, get your head out your ass, bro, and come back. Rap. There's plenty of more that you can do, and there's more work that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm glad you're releasing an album, but even though it's not rap, though, you can come back, and you're not trolling anybody. I don't see you not trolling anybody because you're really being honest with yourself, and you're telling your fans, and you're telling everybody the truth, which I respect. definitely, I respect that you're telling everybody the truth. But yeah, man, you will be forever a student to the game, and you will always remain youthful no matter how old you get. Because in all honesty, we're all adults, but the creatives, that little kid still lives in us. That child still lives in us. And I believe that still lives in you, bro. So get your shit together, man, and come back. All right, moving on. Drake and J. Cole announced a collab tour. Okay. J. Cole's manager has responded in droves, because now we got some drama in this because they're not hitting big cities, has drove the disappointment of fans, whatever, upset about the It's All a Blur, Big Ass What tour coming to their city. Drake and Cole newly announced tour is a ton of makeup dates for Drizzy's original It's All a Blur tour with 21 Savage, as well as secondary markets, which major cities like New York, Los Angeles, and D.C. haven't been included. So J. Cole's manager said, I feel your pain, but it's not a major city run. This run is for secondary markets that we didn't get as much as to do shows like how we used to. All love to D.C., though, he replied. But however, the Dreamville co-founder excited to hit the markets and glance over tours that he and J. Cole used to run through when they were grinding before his leap to superstardom. Now, I'm definitely here for this, but also, too, at the same time, it's not me hating, but I just look at this as Drake trying to make up for the All the Dogs album, because it was trash. It was pure, utterly trash. We got to be honest with ourselves. It was pure, utterly trash, and people weren't feeling it like how they were. And, you know, when you don't like something, especially when it comes to Aubrey Graham, oh, he sell records, this and that. No, we're going to take that out the equation. But as a businessman, I believe this is a smart move. You're teaming up with one of the greatest MCs of all time that has been going on a crazy run right now, and I'm glad that he's kind of doing it, because he has been holding himself back at times. J. Cole, and this is good. This is very good for the culture. Very, very good for the culture. And them not going to major cities, I can respect it, because it's not like a super big tour, kind of like what Drake just did or like what Travis Scott doing right now. You know, it's just a few couple of dates here and there. You know, it's not them going on a crazy run. But also, too, I am going to question the contradictory of Drake, though, because you just said after this album and after your tour, you was going to take a break. But I guess seems like you don't necessarily want to listen to the consumers. After when you said that, I was with you 100%. Take the break. Take some time away from the music. But now you're coming back again and doing this, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Stop it. Because I just feel like your stock is going to plummet if you don't take a break. You already seen what has become of All the Dogs. And, you know, got to get some of that power back, because your last few albums, they ain't really been all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, nothing hasn't been really great since Nothing Was the Same. Views, I'll give you that. Views was good. But you haven't made a great album in years, bro. I want you to have that greatness in you that I can see. You know what I'm saying? So come on, man. Stop playing, bro. Like, for real. And give us that quality stuff that you can. Now, J. Cole, I'm not gonna bash you, man, because that last album, you know, Off Season, it was okay. But you kind of played into the young man's game too. Doing 1-2 minute songs, bro. Come on, bro. You are a respected top tier MC. You can give us a 3 minute song, maybe close to 4. Niggas will listen to that, bro. Like your last album, Punching the Clock. I get it. It was like a little story and everything, but 1 minute, bro, you could at least gave us 2 more 16s on that though, man. Like straight up. You could have really gave us 2 more 16s, man. But other than that though, man, I'm really looking forward to your album, when you drop your album, because you've been going for about 2.5-3 years, you know what I'm saying, which is respectable, you know, and I feel it, though, but I just find it funny, you going on a tour with a nigga said that he's not one of these artists who takes 3-5 year breaks, and low-key, let's just be honest, he was subbing at Kendrick, and he was low-key subbing at you, too, but I mean, you did return the favor and destroy that nigga on First Person Shooter, so I do give you that. For sure. I'll definitely give you that for sure, man. But tour dates are coming soon with this collab tour that they're doing. And I know that probably all the dates though that they announced, it's gonna sell out. I'm a firm believer that it really is going to sell out. So I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it. All right. And that concludes our commentary for the culture, man. That was a lot. I mean, like, you know, it wasn't as much, but just hearing that Andre 3000 releasing an album and Drake and J. Cole doing a collab tour, which is for the masses, though, man. But, I mean, we're here for it. All right, let's get into it, man. Can I kick it, man? Man, Bape has just been coming with it. And you know what? The last collab that they did with the Adidas superstar, the Shell Toes, was super fire. But now they're back again. But this time, they're doing a 30th anniversary collab with Adidas. But this time, they're doing it on the silhouette of the Stan Smiths. Man. Bape, the fashion icon, is celebrating 30 years teaming up with Adidas. Their latest collab is Stan Smith in a cloud white, merges Bape unique styles with Adidas timeless classic. This partnership follows the success of the Forum Lows of an exclusive Adidas collection, solidifying Bape's legacy with a sportswear giant. You know, its leather upper features the Bape camo print on the back, paying homage to the brand's heritage. The heel tab showcases a vibrant break camo and offering a striking contest. And this shoe is set to drop November 18th. November 18th. Bape and Adidas Stan Smith 30th anniversary will be available in select Adidas retailers, in-store, online, and Adidas.com. I ain't going front. Even though people may think this shoe is plain, but it's fire. You got the Stan Smith in the gold. You got the Bape chrome in the front. And you got the camo in the back. Pretty much you could wear this shoe with anything, honestly. And it'll slap. It'll go. Kind of like how they did with the camo superstars not too long ago. And shout out to our behind-the-scenes guy, Queezy Guy, because he do have those. And I do need to run back and grab those pairs because they is fire. And I think these is fire. Even though it's sleek and basic, have the off-white on the bottom of the sole and blending in with the pure cocaine white all around. Caught me when I said that pure cocaine white. Yeah, man, absolutely. That pure cocaine white. And it's just fire in there with the camo on the back with the Adidas and the Bape sign. I mean, you can't go wrong with this. You really cannot go wrong with this. This is a sneaker that'll go good with jeans, sweatpants, camo pants, and even what's in right now, the little chinos and the baggy joints that the high schoolers be wearing. Yeah, the super duper baggy joints from the 90s. Notice just how fashion has just been going in the cycles. It really has been going in the cycles. It's crazy though, but I'm here for it. Love to see it though. But this shoe that's releasing, they didn't have no price point, but I say this shoe can't be no more than $200. It ain't $200 and over. I can see this maybe being like $150, $160, $170 at the most, but it ain't getting past $200. But the resellers might try to make a buck on it, though, but we know how these resellers do, man. Just pure, utterly trash. Just straight up trash, man, and it ain't cool. Definitely ain't cool, though, man, but I'm definitely here for this shoe. You know, it's just dope. And that's sometimes what you need. Simple. Sometimes you don't need to go very off the wall and super crazy with sneakers. But this just makes this silhouette is just perfect, simple, and just dope. Like, just dope all around. So I am definitely here. I'm definitely here for this. Like, absolutely, man. So I mean, it's a great sneaker. So yeah, man. Let us know. We're gonna post this, you know, on the IG. You know, let us know if this really a cop or a drop. You know what I'm saying? So let us know in them polls, man. Like, if this a cop or a drop, man. And we know these next coming weeks, we're now entering towards the end of the year and a holiday season. So we're about to get a lot of drops. And hopefully a lot of this stuff be sitting. Kind of like last week, the reimagined Royal Blue Ones. They are sitting. Even more and more sneakers are sitting, but hey, I am here for it. I'm here for it. Don't get me wrong, resellers trying to make their money though, but hey, man, some things, it's just for the public, and just let them wear the kicks, man. Like what we say here at Lace Rhymes, man, we wear your shits, man. Wear your shits, man. All right, let's get into it. Check the rhyme, man. I don't know about y'all, man, but it has been a lot of good releases that has been dropping lately, man. Man, a lot these past 2-3 weeks, man. Music has been back running around, man, but it's just been on the up and up. So now, man, we're going to get into it, man. Generations Now. You know, shout out to my boy Willie Joe over there. Shout out to Drama and all of them at Generation Now, and then my peoples out there in Atlanta. Sunny Digital, Dolores Sun, 11 tracks, 24 minutes long. And I'm not gonna lie, I really enjoyed this album. Enjoyed this album. This album gave me a mixture of trap beats with that soulful side to it, man. And the combination with Sunny Digital lyrics was just amazing. We start off with Never Again, the intro. Very, very sets the tone and the pace for the album. And then right after that, you get into I Can't Blame You. And I'm going to just play a little bit of this, man. This had me hooked. I was like, okay, when I heard this, I was like, I see what type of direction you're going into, man. Can't wait to be in Atlanta, wanna see all of my cousins. But my daddy, he was working, always scamming up the stuff. Daddy was a scammer. Mama worked in fast food, Miss Winners in Atlanta. Oldest brother wildin', so my mother cannot handle. I ain't understand, but now I'm grown, I understand. I'm just trying to see the plan through. Back in 89, brothers born, let's bring that man through. Daddy was a boss, so you can't tell him what he can't do. 100 racks inside a U-Haul when we came through. Mommy love my daddy way too much, and I can't. And see, that's what I'm talking about. You hear the fusion of the beats between the trap and that soulfulness, you know, samples from like the 60s and 70s. I like that. And then right after that, you get into Wake and Bake with Juicy J, Hit with Slug, Like This, Never Again, Interlude, Believe Me, which was fucking amazing. And then right after Believe Me, this was another one that I was definitely rocking with. Man, got a slide, had a little vibe to it, man. Like, for real. I don't remember, I was broke, but it's the opposite right now. Made it to the top, and they look at me like, how? Remember, it was doubt, now they look at me like, wow. If my brother died, I swear to God, I gotta slide. If my brother died, I swear to God, I gotta do it. If my brother died, I swear to God, I gotta slide. If my brother died, I swear to God, I gotta do it. Came up running streets, killings every week, that's on me. If my brother died, I gotta slide. Nigga, what you think? I'ma sit down, I was raised by OGs, that ain't how we get down, huh? Man, fire! Then right after that, Could Be Worse, Time, featuring Lyndon Strip Chip, and Never Again with Ceddie Hendrix. Overall, man, this was a nice and dope project, man, because I know he has been grinding for a long time, and what you guys don't know, man, Sonny does a lot of producing too as well, man. He got a lot of dope dope producer producer credits, man. You know, he produced Stargazing with Travis Scott, After Party, Don Toliver, Birthday Song with 2 Chainz and Kanye West, I'm the Man remix with 50 Cent. So, I mean, this man has been working behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So, this dude is super dope, like, for real. And the album was just phenomenal. It was great. Got good replay value, I'm going to tell you that. Very, very good replay value, man. And just to see him doing another project again, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been a minute. I want to say it's been 2020 since he had dropped, oh, man. So, I mean, to see him working and doing what he's doing, this project was just dope, man. Like, super, super dope. And I would recommend go check it out. I was actually a fan of him, man. So I said, peep this album. You won't be disappointed. All right. Next up, moving along, man. The OG, man. And it's just crazy to see him. To see him back, but this gave me 05, 06 vibes, man. But grown man status, and we talking about Young Jeezy. I might forgive, but I don't forgive. Mostly, this is a double album, 29 tracks, 1 hour and 26 minutes long. And boy, 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 I might forgive. The opener gave us that, man. Was just phenomenal. But after that, you get into My Name. Dog, setting the pace for the album. Got in friends, that's what I'm sipping. And you ain't about to play with my name, y'all nigga tripping. The man, yeah, the myth. That's probably why he's stiff. Take him back to Lunkin Road. It was clear he had a gift. Word to Donald Tello them, I came from the sewer. Watch the smut in the mud. Oh shit, entrepreneur. Take him out the duct tape and throw away the rapper. 7 grams like golf balls, trying to win the Masters. Never like consignment, that's why I ain't gonna lie, when I got to that, I was like, hey, this sound like 05, 06 Jeezy, but grown man vibes. Grown man vibes. Straight up, man. Like, I was like, damn, he coming back like this? Then right after that, you get into No Complaining, They Don't Love Me, Trust No One, Sad, I couldn't Lose If I Tried, Rewrite History. And then after Rewrite History, Another banger. I mean, he had banger after bangers on there, though, but never had a bad day in my life. What? Could've did 10 years in the pen. So every morning that I wake, it's a win. Big glass of rosé, no ice. Never had a bad day in my life. Tomorrow morning, bitch, I'm jumping on a jet. Big dog, yeah, I'm gon' need a vet. Need me there, then I'm gon' need a check. Fuck it up, yeah, it's gon' be a wreck. Rich nigga and some $1,000 sweats. 7-Eleven, that's $1,000 bet. Baccarat, yeah, I'm smelling like a bag. Big Ben, I'm in the back just like a cab. I was like, okay. And then right after that, This Too Shall Pass, another good one. They don't deserve me, if I'm being honest. Don't Cheat, another good one. Shine On Me, Keep the Chains, Delusional, Nothing to Prove, Titanic, Everything About Me Is True, Expectations, Claim to Fame, and more, more, more. 29 tracks. This man had a lot to say. You know, coming off that divorce, you know, of trying to figure things out again, you know, restarting over. This man bared it all on here. And like what I said, man, this album was just pure, utterly fucking amazing. Again. He gave me that 05, 06 Jeezy when he was young and just had everybody in a chokehold. But this was more so that same vibe, but with the evolution in grown man bars. Like, really, really grown man bars. You know what I'm saying? And you could definitely hear the evolution in this rap. And I'm here for it. This album was amazing. If like and I mean it takes a long time to get through though, but out of 29, he got a solid 20. That's just me. He got a solid 20 with no skips. With no skips. Now the other few, there are skips though, but I think you could put some together, like a little playlist, an album playlist with this. Oh, I might forget, but I don't forget though. But other than that, man, the album has been is dope, man. And Jeezy has been doing it for a long, long time and just loving the growth, loving the evolution that we are seeing in him. And this album was just amazing. I might forgive, but I don't forget. Like, really. And good replay value. Very, very good replay value, man. So, y'all go check that album out. All right. Last up on our list, man. I'm not going to lie. This man has been consistent this whole fucking year. Saw him live this past summer here in Vegas. Put on a fucking phenomenal show. And the show was packed out from the floor all the way up to the balcony. We're talking about none other than San Francisco Finest, Larry June. But now he's back this time with Cardo, The Night Shift. Intro. Clocked in, fire. But before we go down to this list, 17 tracks long, 52 minutes. Didn't disappoint at all. And I think he got one with this. So you start off with Clocked In. The intro, hearing that burning rubber and everything, made me feel like I'm about to get ready to play Gran Turismo, Need for Speed Underground, or even just take it back with the classic, Midnight Club, Midnight Club 2. You know what I'm saying? Then you go from Chops on a Blade. Set the tone for the album. Amazing. But right after that, you get to Ocean Cuisine with him and 2 Chainz. I'm all like, yo. I'm all like, come on, man.
Today I'm taking only cash. Today I'm trying to make it last. Today I might take the last.
Keep going.
Today I might take a chance. This whip is not $100,000. I'm rocking.
Oh my God, I'm all like, yo. And then when 2 Chainz, you know, didn't disappoint. One of my favorite rappers, honestly, like literally, right next to Kendrick. 2 Chainz, one of my favorites, though, and he fucking delivered, man. That track, Ocean Cuisine, was just fucking phenomenal, man. Just up and down, man. It's a stone cold vibe, and I was like, damn, okay, he heating up. And then right after that, Love of Money? Man, Love of Money? Hey, yo. Yo. Cardo, y'all did y'all thing with this, man. The sample crazy.
I'm spitting game like Warren Buffett. Yeah, I just dropped some shit, but got another one in the oven. I got certain whips for the summer. I turn renegades to full gold, nigga, that should tell you something. By 21, I had 3 Beamers. I fell off for 3 seasons, still managed to be the cleanest. I cut her off cause she a liability. I tossed the 5 in a liquid account and made a lot of interest. I'm a boss, it's a big difference.
Fire, man. The last person I heard who sampled Bone Thugs and Harmony for the Love of Money, Glasses Malone. And even Dre did a little sample on when he did the Lil Compton joint, though. But by far, this is one of the best ways how you flip a sample, man. And I enjoyed every bit of that, man. So like what I said, the album didn't let up at all. Sweet Lady with Dej Lo, fire. Pop Out with Schoolboy Q, fire. And then right after that, man, you know he just did a collab album with Alchemist. So you got Larry June, Alchemist, and Cardo. Bro, this is
a 40 on me compact. You niggas see the sauce, you niggas riding that. Jump roping by the ocean, I took the Maybach. The 9-11 getting allocated. I'm doing calisthenics while you stuck writing love letters. Money fetish, go so hard, I can cop whatever.
I'm all like, oh my God, like, bro, like, I haven't even skipped. And then Glass House knocking. And then right after that, dumb. Right after that, Without You with Blast. And this is just an interlude. Fire. Give you that vibe.
Baby, you the one for me. I just wanna hold you, dog. Don't worry about nothing, baby. I just wanna hold you, dog. She my ride, she my ride. The moon, the stars, the money, the cars. It don't mean a thing to me without you. The money I make, the things I do. It don't mean nothing, babe. And that ain't gonna ever change.
I've been around. Still ain't the one like the one that I found. You got me stuck, lifting you up while you're holding me down. Tiffany bracelet, how you so patient all the time? Never stepping out of bounds when I triple double all the time.
Boy. And then right after that, GRGP with Two Shorts, Sticking and Moving. Won't Wait, Let Me Know, Made Away, Road Running, Big Fish. The Good Kind, fire, fire, fire. Like, yo, when I said he got one, I think by far out of all the projects he done dropped though, but if, and this is an album, this, yo, this needs to be pushed. This got to put Larry over. Have to put Larry over. This don't put Larry over, man. I do not know what's going on. Like, literally, what's going on, man? Man, no, but that album was just phenomenal. Very good replay value. Very, very good replay value. 17, I'm fucking with about a good solid 13 of them. Straight up. Straight up. 13. Larry didn't disappoint on that album. And, you know, all the albums great, but I mean, between Sunny Digital and this one, I enjoyed the most. Very, very the most. Now, next up and last up on our list, this album has been anticipated for a minute. Meek Mill, Rick Ross. Too Good to Be True. 17 tracks, 59 minutes long. Starts off with Shaq and Kobe. Great opener. Great opener. Star Island, super smooth. But boy, when you get to that Go to Hell with Bean and that Cool and Dre production, yo, like that gave me some old Rick Ross feel, man, like Teflon Don. Old school Rick Ross, man.
Big blunts, dope boys wanna smoke with me. Now we ride double M's through the whole city. Niggas talking down, but they hoes feel me. A nine-figure nigga, all I wanna talk is business. I seen a big mouth get a closed casket. Self-made, took over the whole racket. A kilo after kilo, see who moved the most. 200 foot yacht, she wanna see the coast. You can't be chasing money with the wrong approach. No, commas only coming once you got a coach.
Man, 800 carats, Dead Last with Fabulous, fire. They Don't Really Love You, Million Dollar Trap. Above the Law with Teyana Taylor and DJ Khaled. Fine Line with The Dream. Gold Medals with Jeremiah. You know, Lyrical Easy, Pillow Talk, Millionaire Row, I'm In Love With The Money, and the Shaq and Kobe remix with Shaquille O'Neal. Man, with Shaquille O'Neal. Fire. Fire, man. Like super, super fire, man. But let's go back to Fine Line with Wale. Wale did his thing, man. He really did, and he didn't miss at all. Like, literally didn't miss at all. Sound like old Wale.
Now soon we'll be long. Why these stupid goofy niggas get that goopy on?
Just fire. Plain fire. Like I said, man, 17 tracks. I'm not gonna lie. Fucking with a good solid 10, which ain't bad. Which is not bad. You know what I'm saying? Though, man, but these albums these weeks, fire. And here's an honorable mention. Y'all go check out Lady London's album, Zodiac, man. Like, for real. Lady London can spit. She's dope. I mean, it was so many great albums. We couldn't get to all of them, man. Like, for real. We really couldn't get to all of them, man, though. But, I mean, this was just a phenomenal week. A phenomenal week. You know? And it was just great. Just great overall. Overall, man. I mean, I loved every bit of it. Man, so, I mean, that concludes our episode. Eazy-E, getting the street named after him. Andre 2000 not dropping a rap album. And Drake and J. Cole go on tour. Babe. And that Dita Stan Smith collab and all of these great albums we just reviewed, man. No, it's just great. Man, no, but I just want to say, man, making adjustments, though, but we're going to be picking it back up soon, though. But for all the people that continue to support, I say thank you. Continue to keep on supporting, man. We're growing and growing every single day and just being better every single day, man. So, like what I said, you name it, we on it. You name it, we on it. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You name it, we on it. You name it, we on it. We name it, we on it. You name it, we on it. But all right, man, y'all take care, man. This is your boy Skeeter Steve repping for the squad. Shout outs to Jay, Queasy the God, and Domino. Lace Rhymes for the culture and by the culture. We out.